A soldier's testimony, Jesus in my dream. As I've tried to remember or recall dreams that I have had up to last year, I could only remember the dream I had when my mother told me she needed to see me. I had woke up and found someone to drive me out to her, and then she passed after our visit. And there were these three other dreams at different times in my childhood that eventually took place. But it was only after the three events at the different times in my adult life and after the event occurred that I recalled having the dream about it. Now at 66 years of age, I recall having those three dreams that took place exactly as I had dreamed. However, this morning I can only remember the details of one of them for some reason, and I will share this with you. It was when I was about 20 years old and working at a dry ice plant. My duties were mostly to load the boxes with the dry ice and then load the boxes onto the trucks when they arrived. This one night, I was the only person in the plant. I was working the graveyard shift and the machines were all shut down. The boss had retired to his house across the road hours before, and he had all of his lights off, which was the norm to let me know that he had turned in for the night. The plant also had this high open window without glass that seemed very dark at night, and I would still try to see the stars occasionally through it without success. It was about 3 or 4 a.m. and I had decided to take a break, and so I entered the restroom and closed the door behind me and sat in the stall, and I began to look through and read the magazines that were there. It was very quiet and I felt safe in the bathroom even though I was alone. I am sitting there and thumbing through the magazines, and I now hear footsteps. Loud footsteps, like the person walking inside the plant had hard heels on his shoes. Plus, they seemed to be coming my direction. So I know I didn't have much time to decide on what to do, and I couldn't figure out why someone would be walking around in the plant at such an hour. And this had not happened before. The footsteps were getting louder and closer to my door, so I decided to rush the person when they got next to it. And at the moment that the footsteps stopped at my door, I opened the door quickly and leapt out to attack. And I saw no one. I then remembered the dream that I had had when I was young and still remember it today like it was yesterday. I still only remember that there were these three dreams plus my mother's up to last year. But now I dream almost every night, and they started when I returned home from the hospital where I had checked in to clean my body and vessel of the toxins I had put in it. I had returned after my 10-day stay on around March 2nd, and women were entering my dreams. Some wore clothes, some didn't, some touched, some didn't. And in all four dreams, it felt good. But I was able to resist to keep my promise to God. That was made on February 28th, 2023, when I told God I was His and that I am now married to Him. I recently had a dream after watching a funeral service on YouTube that I was able to find. The service was of a man of God who passed recently. I watched the entire service that was performed by the pastor at the ministry I attend. And it was very loving and heartfelt. It was a very loving and heartfelt service. And I was moved by it. After watching the service, I decided to turn in for the night, and that same man of God appeared in my dream and kept saying the word prayer. And I remember he repeated this 4 or 5 times. Today is June 19th, 2024. And last night I had a dream where Jesus was clean shaven or without a beard and in regular clothes. But the crowd of people all knew who he was, including myself. He pulled a mule that I was on through the crowd of people who all seemed to know me too. Jesus then stopped and asked me to name 2 people to bless. And all of a sudden, I drew a blank and struggled to come up with a name for him. Then I gathered myself and told him the 2 names. And then I woke up. You see, I had said to God that he could use me, my history, and my experiences, good and bad, to help others understand more while on their path to know Jesus, or to build on the relationship that they already have. Thus, I am inspired today to grab my pen to write this testimony. In my dream, Jesus had me sitting on a mule, and this was confusing. Confusing because I thought he should have been the one on the mule with me pulling him through the large crowd of people that surrounded us. I had watched the crowd and could see people I knew and people I didn't know. And as I looked at Jesus, he was smiling while also looking at me. But I was still confused until today. And now I believe he was parading and showing me off. You see, I had made the transition and change about 18 months ago, where I'd made the choice to stop following demons, stop taking morphine for my pain, and to start following Jesus. I had been researching demons for about 3 or 4 years and then realized that I needed to stop this. And so I redirected my focus onto Jesus. I also had been previously saved and baptized in the Baptist Church in Louisiana in 1997. And I was one of those that thought I was one and done, and so I continued to do what I wanted. But last year, 2023, I got saved and baptized again to show my commitment. And I also got baptized in the Holy Spirit to confirm my commitment. In early March of 2023, those demons had come into my dream to try to seduce me. And I was able to resist, and on March 15th that year, God spoke to me. He audibly said he was proud of me. And I now believe that this last June 19th, 2024, when Jesus appeared in my dream, that he was showing me off to everyone to show how proud he was of me. He had also asked me for 2 names of persons I wanted to bless, and after I gave him the 2 names, I immediately woke up. Then on June 25th, I had used an Uber to take me to my dentist. I was picked up and we had some distance to cover, so I began to share details of my dream with the driver. He was really engaged in what I was sharing with him, and as we got closer to my destination, he asked me if I would bless him. After we had stopped at my destination, I asked him if he would like me to pray for him and bless him to confirm he still wanted this. He said yes, and so I then asked him to lean forward so that I could put my hand on his back, where he described he was having a lot of pain after breaking it from a fall. And even though he had had 2 surgeries, he was still suffering terribly. I placed my left hand on his lower back where he had broken it. I then began to pray for him to free him from the pain and demons that were possibly causing torment. Then I closed the prayer and invited him to the ministry I attend and headed out of the car and to my dentist appointment, where all was good, and I then hailed another Uber to take me home. Arriving now, I reached for a ministry business card of where I attend and handed it to the driver. I went inside my home and began immediately having excruciating pains in my entire back. It was so painful, I was almost in tears, and I could not find a comfortable position to sit, to stand, or lie down to ease the pain. But after 30 minutes, whoosh, and it was gone. I then remembered a pastor that I know who described this one time where he was called to help someone that was suffering terribly. The pastor had done an inner healing and deliverance type prayer like I did while laying his hand on the person. And the pain seemed to be transferred to him. And this confused the pastor. The pastor then asked the Lord why he was experiencing the same pain that as the woman after helping her. And I don't recall the exact answer that he received, except that he was told that it had to be transferred out of her and into him, and that he would have to endure it, and it would eventually go away. Just as the pastor had experienced, this happened to me, and after some time, my pain was gone. And this is why I'm at my PC and writing this to share this testimony again. Praise God. The pain that was transferred to me from the Uber driver on June 25th, 2024, had lasted that Thursday for about 30 minutes. After it left my back, I felt fine that evening and the next day. Then on Saturday, just 2 days later, the pain in my entire back had returned, and it was so excruciating. It was just too much to bear. At the moment it returned, I quickly tried to review in my head what I had done or not done to figure out why it had returned. Then I realized that there was no prayer, inner healing, or deliverance done on myself before or after my prayer and blessing that was given to the Uber driver, or for myself on that same day, just later, when the pain had started on me after that 30 minutes had left. I also did not seal or ask for protection from the Holy Spirit. Realizing this just 2 days after that first painful attack, where I prayed and blessed the driver, I immediately went to my bedroom and lay down on the bed. I got as comfortable as I could and had to actually be face down. When I began praying to attempt to ease the pain, I went into an inner healing type prayer with deliverance, naming demons that might be tormenting me, and in Jesus' name, I began canceling all the rights and assignments that they might have. I also closed all the locations called windows or doors that may have allowed the demons to enter. And I rebuked those demons and asked the Holy Spirit to light a fire on them, to blind their eyes, and to confuse their language. I then asked that angels be sent to torment them, to make them leave my vessel. And in Jesus' name, I commanded that Satan and all of his principalities, spirits, demons, and minions be bound and go straight to the pit. I gave them instructions to exit my vessel through my nose, mouth, eyes, and ears, including the other orifice. In Jesus' name, I then commanded that they never return or bring other demons back with them, and I asked the Holy Spirit to use His angels to enforce this and to torment the demons to make them leave. I then asked that a wall of fire be put around me to protect me afterwards. This was the first time that I had done an inner healing type deliverance on myself. And when I finished, all of the pain immediately vanished from me. Now that was on Saturday, and Sunday at church the next day, I felt great and was so happy. I could not stop talking about what had happened. It was incredible. It is now Monday, and I am writing this testimony to share with everyone that Christians who are tormented with pain or illness can also help themselves. And I am living proof of that. However, to do this, there are rules to follow. We believers should try to live sin clean. We need to try to repent right away, or at least before turning in for the night. I believe that God would like us to cleanse ourselves every evening so that we can start fresh the next day. And I hope and pray that all Christians understand that Satan focuses more on us believers as we are his biggest threat. Asking for forgiveness is also important, and learn to forgive ourselves and others too. There can be no unforgiveness, and if there is, the unforgiveness should be taken care of right away. I myself had to do this very thing, and I wrote about it in one of my other testimonies, posted here on this website. After checking in for 10 days to detox, the Holy Spirit for 8 days helped me remember by giving me names and images of people that I needed to forgive or pray for. Thus, I prayed for everyone, forgave everyone, forgave myself, and asked for forgiveness. I also repented for my actions with each person and renounced the sins. Then after doing this, God said abruptly to me, God said audibly to me, "I am proud of you." Right now, and as I write this, there is music playing in my home. It's a Christian chant I found online that plays up to 8 hours. And the Holy Spirit is at the keyboard again with me to get this message out. Praise God.